something went on here, something went on there. And
this time on TNT.
It's our Thanksgiving Thanktacular.
Is Donald Trump the crunch, 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 crunch guy?
Plus, we have some breaking news about our book. It's all coming up right now on TNT.
Is that Wild Thing?
Close, it's Funky Cold Medina.
Oh, Tone Loc. It's exactly the same.
Same jam.
Totally the same.
Here we go.
Everybody had
I'm going to say Tone Loc was on the darts.
Probably on the blunt darts. Remember everyone
on the
had
blunt darts for sure.
Remember everyone had huge T-shirts in 1989.
Yeah.
And everyone
huge
wore those
T-shirts.
Everyone wore those like animated basketball Chicago Bulls shirts.
Those what was the show? Oh, yeah, was it? Was Shaq, did he have an animated movie or it was Michael Jordan that did?
No, but just those T-shirts with the animated players.
Yeah, terrible.
NBA Jam.
I think we should make a breaking news announcement.
News! Big news!
In episode 90, you're going to get the reins back to the music. We're handing it back.
Because things are changing a bit.
Well, to be clear, yeah, for two reasons. One is music changes in the 90s, and it's kind of your decade, and you should own it. But the second thing is, I'm not as good at it, and this was my idea.
Okay.
This was my idea to pass it back. Because it causes me a lot of stress, and I'm not very good at the technical aspect of, like, hitting record and hitting play.
Yeah.
And I think it's because you're a drummer, you're able to do that. Like, your limbs are used to working independently.
It's just press and play.
Yeah, well, when you say it like that, it sounds really easy. But I can somehow make it hard. I'm going to try it right now. I'm just going to hit play.
You're going to hit one? That's another one.
Hit play.
89. Oh, it's the same song again.
The same song.
But I remember that song so much. Yes. It was,
me too.
I lived in Barrie in 1989.
Did you?
Yeah.
There's a T-shirt slogan. I lived in Barrie in 1989.
Yeah, I remember I had this. That was when I had the, you know, like the summer friends when you're hanging out with your brother, and I'm at the Kempenfelt beach there, and there's like you see people that you just see in the summertime when you're off on vacation.
Summer friends, bud.
Yeah. Remember this one guy was like, had this girlfriend and they were like living in some building downtown. I don't know if I've told this story before, but they were like kind of, I don't know, like a couple, but they were both kind of runaways or something like that.
Yes.
Yeah, right. And then he ended up getting her pregnant like a month into the summer. It was just like the downward spiral because they were like just teenagers. Crazy. Barrie.
It was like
Barrie was tough. Had some tough times.
It was like Brenda and Eddie had it already by the summer of 75. That was their story. Like, oh, they're runaways. That's too bad. Oh, they moved in together. She's pregnant.
I also
right.
Remember being on the beach there in Barrie once, and just like looking at a guy, and not awkwardly at all. He just throws out to me. He's like, "Am I wearing something of yours?"
What like, does that stop, even mean?
Stop staring at me. Like, barely looking at it at all. Like, just glance. He's like, "Am I wearing something of yours?"
Why is that his go-to?
I don't know, but he was just such a cheese ball.
How about this for some 1989 lovin'?
Oh, this is a great jam for me.
Great jam.
Yeah.
That's very much a Where Was I Then jam.
For sure. Crazy about
and campfire staples.
Huh? I think he's, he yelled at the catering guy on the video shoot.
Or how about living in Reseda? Yeah. And then when you go to California and you see Reseda and you're like, wow, that's where she lived.
Yeah, it's greasy.
And it's a long day living in Reseda. And there's a freeway running through the yard. He is cool, though, isn't he?
For sure. For sure. Yeah. That's why I was shocked to hear, like, possibilities that he was, like, being, like, a jerk to people.
Being that guy. Hey, by the way, happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
Happy Thanksgiving, bots.
I'm going to tell you something.
What?
We're going to play a game a little later about what we're thankful for.
Yeah.
But I feel like we've put together maybe the Thanksgiving-iest weekend possible.
Yes, for sure.
On Friday, we picked up the girls early from school, and we went apple picking in Wolfville, Nova Scotia.
Postcard styles.
It was also like 24 degrees, which is bananas.
Wow.
And then yesterday, they have this thing at Wentworth Ski Hill where you can go up on the chairlift in the fall and walk down the ski hill.
Oh,
they
nice.
Probably do this at every ski hill in the fall. But we hadn't done it before, and Indy's kind of big enough now that she can walk down by herself, and it was just awesome.
Break your fucking ankle, imagine.
Well,
oh, hey, honey. Oh!
I'm in a neck brace at the Thanksgiving table.
You know, like that thing where they chase the cheese wheel down the hill? And
yeah. It's funny because the people were going down the long way, and it's probably a nicer walk, but it was longer, and we were like, well, you know, we can probably go down the mogul run. So we took the steepest, straightest, and it was a little harrowing.
Yeah.
Like,
it's a ski hill.
Rocks and mud. Yeah, it's a ski hill.
Yeah.
This is the other thing. Since the birth of my children, I don't know if you're the same. I'm a real nervous Nelly now. Like, the idea of sitting on the chairlift with Indy beside me, who's just under 5.
Yeah.
And doing the math of her actually being able to slip out under the bar and fall. I find I'm not able to just relax as much anymore on that stuff.
So you're sitting on the chairlift?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that either.
Well, I guess if it was just me, I'd be fine because I can trust my own ability to sit back and not fall.
Yeah, no kidding. But the kids.
But she's kind of cavalier about it because she doesn't really understand what's at stake.
No,
so that
sure.
stuff flips me out.
Yeah. I don't like being up high.
What have the tags been doing this Thanksgiving weekend?
A lot of hanging out, a lot of running around to the local parks. My kids have like this fixation now. My boys, especially with Pokemon and all this Pokemon cards and all this stuff.
So it's not waning. People are still real into it.
So my son John's like, and they have this one card apparently that's from, they just happened to get somewhere like from our neighbor. They collected them in the 90s, like an art card from the 90s. It's worth like $1,000 or something.
Whoa.
Yeah. So, I don't know what it is, but there's like 2 or 3 cards, and Jack's like already putting the money, like, you know, when a kid starts thinking about the money, like winning a $2,500 or something, or $2,000 with all these cards. So, is there...
Like, we're going to get a pool.
He's like, well, oh, no, we'll get 3 Swagways. 3 Swagways, 1 little baby, 1 for Anna, and John and Jack, and then Dad, you can have one too. And I said, I don't want one of those things, Swagways.
Swagway.
Those are those things they stand on and you burl around.
Yeah, Paul Blart styles.
No, but without the handle though. Yeah, just the little ones.
Oh, those the floater
things. Hoverboard things. Yeah.
That's
the thing with the kids today. They all want this thing. So John hits me with a dad. Walking's a thing of the past.
No. Nobody walks anymore, Dad. I would think with uneven sidewalks and stuff, that's a terrible idea.
Yeah, and I wouldn't do it in PEI, I'll tell you that. You'd be Alan Doyle and all over the place.
Yeah. You'd be Alan Doyle and yourself right into the harbor.
Yeah, you would.
I was working on a music video with Classified, I guess, I don't know, in the spring. and he had one of those. And when people can do it as he could, it looks really cool. But he asked if I wanted to try it, and I just know myself.
Remember the when Mike Tyson tries it and he lands flat on his back like a fight?
Yeah, well, that's what was happening. Yeah. People were leaning back, and it was flying out from under them. It's not for me. I have subsequently tried one. I actually tried it in my bare feet and squatted really low, so my center of gravity was pretty low, and I was in a carpeted ballroom.
Could you do it?
It was sort of.
Like you didn't fall?
I mean, I certainly stepped off it in a hurry because I was going to bail.
No, but you, yeah, like.
But I didn't land on my back, no.
No, but you felt like you could fall easy.
Easy. Easy. When you see people sailing through, mostly rappers, sailing through the airport on them.
But I've never seen one kid, I don't remember where, doing it. I was like, oh, come on. And now they're everywhere.
So, are you supposed to wear a helmet?
You see, I saw one guy pushing his kid on a
hoverboard.
Yes, this kid was in a little toy thing on with wheels, and he had the hoverboard behind it. It was, but it had like supports for his legs. It's like an ultra hoverboard.
Aww.
Yeah, that's the thing, man.
They're not for me. Those are all the rage.
I'd love to see anybody do it down one of those streets in PEI.
Forget it. Or St. John's. If you've ever been to St. John's, you know how steep the hills are. And I met this guy there who said one of their favorite games was to go to the top of a hill on rollerblades and rollerblade straight down the hill and grab onto the pole of the stop sign and see how many times you could go around it. And he's like, yeah, by record, seven. Like, seven?
Seven times
around the stop sign pole on rollerblades coming down that steep hill.
Oh, forget it.
No. We have so much to talk about. Yeah. More breaking news. We got the book turned in.
Yeah.
And that's why we didn't get a pod out last week, yeah. But I promise we're back on the Monday drops.
We're grinding. We had a good grinding week, though. It was great.
We really did, and it's really exciting to have birthed that baby, and it took a long time, and we haven't heard back from our editor yet. Yeah. So that was a huge relief to get done.
Sure was.
It's exciting, though, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, some good kind of behind-the-scenes tidbits from both of us of places we've gone and things we've experienced. The other thing I want to talk about is the snapback hats.
Oh, the snapbacks.
Because
from the book Buds, to the snapbacks.
Buds really are into the snapbacks, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
And if it was up to us, everyone in Canada who wants one would have one, and we would just be giving them away willy-nilly.
Yeah.
Because Buds are sending us messages that are like, dude, going to Mexico, love to have a snapback. Here is, in the spirit of candor, here's the story behind the snapbacks.
Yeah.
We got 50 made, and I went a little crazy on the handing them out to like people that I worked on Mr. D with and stuff like that.
There was one.
So I thought.
There was one at the wild card game.
Who was it?
I don't know. I don't know. Somebody posted it on.
My theory is, I gave Jared Kiso, when he was out to visit, I gave him a half dozen hats from Letterkenny in 1902.
Yeah.
1902, International Emmy nominated, by the way,
yeah.
Which is awesome. So I gave him a half dozen. My hunch is, and I have nothing to confirm this, I think it was Nate from Letterkenny.
Oh, okay.
Wayne's counterpart, I think.
It might have been. He was at the game?
Well, it's almost like the same speculation that went into the beer thrower. We should talk about the beer thrower in a second, but I just want to finish this snapback thing.
Yeah.
So I went a little crazy handing them out to people that I knew with the first 50 that we bought. So I personally paid to have more made because I thought, well, that's not fair that Jeremy is having to pay for hats that I'm giving away to friends. Plus, we went through them pretty quickly. So I had 100 more made. And I've been sending them to kind of, buds that listen to the show all the time and the folks at the CFL and people at Comedy Network and people that seemed to kind of like the show or friends of ours or whatever. And every time I mail one from Canada Post, it's $17 to $25.
No way.
Yeah, so even if I send it, like, I don't care if it goes on the bus.
Yeah.
I don't care if a guy hitchhiking
to BC minimum.
Takes it with him. That's $25.
Yeah.
So say you say we paid $10 a hat, which I think is around what it was.
Mm-hmm.
It's $35 just to break even to send out these hats individually. Like,
so we
and I don't want to make money on them, but I also don't want to make it my full-time job waiting in line at Shoppers to send hats to buds.
50 more hats, please.
Well, really, it becomes
like this. Like, you become this guy that's going around like one of those the show where the guy gives away money to people.
I know, undercover boss.
No, like
I have a prosthetic nose. I'm giving away hats.
They'd hang out with them, and all of a sudden, like, hi, I want to give you this $1 million check after like talking to them.
Right. So I guess my point. I mean, really, the easiest thing to do. Would be to say Jeremy Taggart is going to be at Queen and John from 12 to 2
He'll
on Monday.
Have tickets.
And he'll have hats.
Snapbacks.
And come tour buy
tickets.
Yeah, come buy a snapback from Tags. Because I don't. Obviously, when we announce some upcoming live dates, obviously we'll have hats at the live dates. And I think that's a way to do two things. One, keep the price down.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to charge, what are we going to charge, $50 for a hat?
No, you don't charge $50 for a hat.
Exactly. No, and the second thing is, if there's more economy in, we'll just hump a box of hats to our live shows and sell them there for whatever, $20 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So we're not interested in getting hats out there. We love that you love the hats. And you're right, you should have one to go to Mexico.
Yeah. If you want to wear one to go into the trip to Mexico, or maybe you're going to Europe, or maybe you're even going to the Galapagos Islands.
Yeah.
A bod hat will always look better in the photo.
It's true. But people are like, why aren't they on the store? I just don't understand. I'm happy to pay money for a hat.
On the store.
You're absolutely right.
That's right.
We just haven't figured that out
yet.
So bear with us. We're going to get hats going
for
everybody who wants hats.
Yes. But yes.
I think that's all the business.
That's it for that.
Yeah.
We're finally can breathe.
Well, let's talk about the beer thrower.
Oh, the beer thrower. Yeah, what a jerk. Whoever this person was.
Here's the thing.
It seems to be that the guy with the Count Dracula hair. He's if that's the guy, then
is that a widow's peak? Is that what that is?
He should be banned for life. To all.
I love that armchair sleuths. We're like, but wait, freeze the tape. Zoom in there.
Yeah.
It was the girl standing behind him that threw it like a frisbee.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't get into this conspiracy, but whoever it was it's just a dirty move.
Well, you were at the game.
I was at the game, and I saw the velocity of the beer. I was like, what the hell's
Did
going
you?
On? I saw it happen, yeah.
So when it happened, what was the mood in the stadium?
Big booze.
Did people turn on the
people
guy?
People were booing big time. It was, everybody wanted because, I mean, everybody knows this is the wild card game. It's the first, it's on TBS, the big first American game with the Jays.
Right.
Where everybody's watching it, and something like that happens. Remember last year with the beer going under the baby?
Yeah.
So there we go. We got beat for that, and now it starts again. So there was a Twitter backlash from American journalists and baseball writers in America saying that the Toronto fans are losers and absolute babies. It's awful.
It's
just
not
because
great.
Of one moron. And it was an amazing experience being at the game. Like, it was so loud in there. And it was unbelievable. I've never felt that many people going crazy at any event. I've never been to... like a football game, but it probably, or maybe a European soccer game where there's 90,000 people. But with the dome open and it was cool outside and there was air blowing through and just, it was an amazing atmosphere. It was so cool. I'm glad I went.
My friend Kim Bondi shared a video. I think she was in like, is it called the 360, the restaurant at the top of the CN Tower?
Yeah.
And it was a video. So obviously there was an audio component. of the game from up above. Mm-hmm. And even at that height, the sound was like deafening.
Yeah. It was insane.
In fairness, I had a brief exchange with a guy who is a friend of the guy that has been charged and not convicted, it should be noted, but charged with one count of mischief. Mm-hmm. And he was like, honestly, the guy's a bud. The guy that I know never would have done this. I mean, like I say, he hasn't been convicted yet, but I was surprised how quickly I arrived at feeling sorry for him, because we've all done dumb things in the spur of the moment that we wished we hadn't done. And doesn't matter who you are, that can't feel very good to have the wrath of two countries.
But it's, yeah, and it wasn't, I don't, it, if it was just tossing it out at the field is one thing, but it looked, what I saw looked pretty violent. Like it looked more like a throw towards the player trying to hit them in the head with a full can of beer, which is
right.
Not something anybody would just do. It seemed pretty malicious and crazy.
Well, and also aside from the fact that it could have, worst case scenario, caused Toronto to forfeit the game, and that would have incited a riot.
Yeah.
One thing I can say with absolute certainty is racial name calling and stuff that allegedly happened after the throw is disgusting.
Yeah, no, it's, but it's all, that's, those are the kind of things that blow up and become viral, and you know what, I mean, it deserved, the people that did it deserve it, and they should get the shame of that, but it's a shame for other people that have to see it and be fans and have our city thought upon like that. And it doesn't seem that, I don't feel that in Toronto, but for that to happen and the American sports writers to blow it up, it's just egg on the face big time.
No cans at the game tonight, bud. They're pouring everything into cups.
Yep, cups.
It's Thanksgiving Sunday. Our Thanksgiving TNT Thanktacular will roll on. Stay with us, turkeys.
Cocktail, please.
If you don't know me by now.
Couldn't stand this song at the time. Still can't stand it. That's Carrot Top looking mask. The only thing that redeemed it wasn't that the song that David Brent did the video to from the British Office?
Well, as a gag?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's the best piece of comedy I've ever seen in my life.
That's
have you seen it?
Who's in that song again? Who is that?
That's simply Red.
That's right. They're staring at each other when they're singing.
Yeah.
That's what I can't take.
That's simply Red, but the David Brent version from the British Office where he's wearing linen pants and there are doves and he's in a loft in his bare feet.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
It's the most pitch-perfect music video parody I've ever seen. There you go.
So it's 1989.
Yeah.
I'm 14 and Barry.
How old was I? I was 15. Wow, I started on Street Sense.
Oh, wow. This is a big year for you.
Big year.
Wow, this is
Really big year.
And Degrassi.
I was in the Halltown Nation. Diane's on Vernon Street in Halifax sold single darts for a dime.
Oh, that's the spot where you were hacking darts already?
Oh, no, they were 5 cents.
15?
Yeah, I hacked the odd dart at 15. And you could buy, I'd take a dime, get a couple darts, and just walk around the block, take the edge off. What kind of greasy person was Diane selling single darts to children?
To kids, yeah. I don't know. She just, she felt she was helping, and it totally was not.
I guess so.
I don't know how
like,
that works.
Even at that time, I was making $2.05 an hour working at McDonald's. A dime was pretty easy to come by.
That's easy peasy.
Okay, so we're going to play this thankful game in the spirit of Halloween, and I gather in the spirit of 1989?
Yeah, sure.
It's the most non sequitur game ever.
Okay, you ready?
Who's going first? So we made a list of things we're thankful for. Yours have to do with 1989.
No, not necessarily.
Really with pet peeves.
I I have a few normal ones and then some 89 ones.
Okay. Yeah. That sounds good.
Yeah, for sure.
You go first.
I am thankful for the Jays for giving us a reason to cheer in October for baseball. Yeah,
it's true. Yeah. And obviously by the time this comes out, we'll know what happened in Game 3.
Yeah, that's today.
But they're very much alive.
Oh, yeah. They're just crushing the Rangers, and I hope they continue to do it. I was actually at the, like we spoke about, the at the wild card game, and the atmosphere was so cool. I can't imagine clinching the division series tonight.
The ALDS. You know, the thing about sport, and I feel this when I watch the Olympics, and I feel it when I watch the hockey playoffs, and baseball as well, is that, you know, they talk about the baseball gods or the hockey gods, but, like, Bautista hitting a home run in Texas when he was public enemy number one
was a good
in
time.
Game one, yeah. Like, that is the stuff that gives you chills. Or Jose Fernandez, best friend, hitting his first homer of the year and his first at-bat after he died in that boating accident.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That is what makes the Olympics so watchable, and that is what keeps us coming back to watch sports. It is the most natural drama, isn't it?
It's the nice escape that is still real for some reason. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's the thing. It is entertainment, but at the same time, they're giving everything that they have, so it's as real as it gets.
And it's also really, from what I gather, the only reason people still have cable
is for live sports. Probably, for sure. That's where most of the advertising money seems to end up, is in the sports world, for sure. So,
well, and also everything else you can pretty much watch the next day on YouTube or breaking news. There are a bunch of ways to follow.
Yeah.
But unless you want to go to Phil McGillicuddy's, where people are wearing T-shirts with funny slogans on the back, and there are 6,000-inch TV screens.
Yep.
Like, you still need cable for live sports. That's for sure.
For sure. What's your first thankful for, Bot?
I'm thankful for masks that don't stop the second they walk through the door of a public space. You know when people pull that move? They're walking into the Eaton Center into an arena and they stop dead. Like, well, wait a minute, where's Ardeen?
Oh, yeah. No,
those masks. It's in fairness, probably usually older folks.
You're thankful for that? I'm thankful
for good flow, yeah.
The people that don't do that?
Okay, so do I have to preface it by saying, obviously, I'm thankful for Figgerst and Carol and my family?
No, of
and
course.
My job. And
no, but like, I'm saying, like, you're thankful for people that don't stop, or for people that...
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
No, sure. The people that don't.
Yeah, yeah. No, clearly.
Yeah. Really, in the same way the blank-looking mask is a long way to go to diss someone, I'm thankful for masks is really a thinly veiled way to bring up our pet peeves.
Yeah, it is, for sure. And I hadn't thought of it that way. So
we're playing two different games together. I'm thankful for games that are broad enough that they're open to interpretation.
I'm thankful for HarperCollins for putting up with us for the last year and a bit.
Man, I am thankful for them too.
And allowing us to finish our book at a Canadianity pace.
Yes.
I guess.
Props to Doug Richmond.
Yeah.
Big homie that saw something in us when even maybe we didn't.
Yes, for sure.
I'm thankful for masks. Mine's going to seem so mine's going to seem so shallow and stupid.
I'd say real
after your heartfelt thing.
The guy who bought me a Timbit.
Mine's even dumber.
Okay.
I'm thankful for masks that don't guilt you when you have to change plans. It's so generic, but you know, if you talked about, like, yeah, we should maybe, yeah, we should maybe, and then someone's like, you said we were going to do a thing, and now you can't?
No, I remember the guy, one of my best buddies, Alex, had an encounter with a guy like that, like, years ago, where he called him on, like, he said that he called him back, and he says, remember, like, we promised?
Oh.
He hit him with that. It's like, we're going to go out for dinner sometime. He's like, sure. And then he's like, okay, we're going to go out to dinner tonight. He's like, oh, I can't. But what about what we promised?
Oh my gosh. I'm
getting all mad.
That is the worst.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Like
yeah, especially like people are like, I'm here at Earl's. Remember we said next Tuesday maybe we'll grab a drink? I'm here. Yeah,
maybe.
Like, what? Here's something that I've gotten much better at. I used to plan extract myself from a conversation because like I felt guilty about having to go, so I would want to make plans with somebody as a way of saying, see, I do want to hang out, just not right now.
Yeah.
With little or no intention of actually following through on the plans. And that is a really backwards social maneuver, so I don't even do that anymore.
Yeah.
But I used to say like, hey, maybe Tuesday or something, we'll get some lunch. Cool, bye. And then Tuesday comes and person's like, are we on for lunch? Or I know you said something about maybe lunch on Tuesday. Don't get me wrong. It's not like people are beating down my social calendar door. But at least I don't make false plans as a jaws of life to get out of conversation.
I'm thankful for Tylenol 3s that Lisa gave me last night when I had a migraine. Because without them, I wouldn't... It wouldn't have been as normal a night. It was awful otherwise. I had a horrible migraine, and she gave me a couple of those babies, and they sorted me, took the edge off, so I didn't get
them. Are they generally related to an event or the barometer shifting or
something?
Do they happen for no reason?
Yeah, barometer, sometimes change of season, and it's just kind of getting fall here. I don't know, ever since I was a kid I would get them seasonally almost, and last night would have made sense, obviously coinciding with the relief of having the book finished, all those things.
Good. I'm an Advil liquid gel guy.
Oh yeah, with a migraine?
Yeah, Tylenol doesn't work for me. This is the thing about a migraine. I think we've talked about this before. You say I get migraines, and I say, oh yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
But maybe what you have is so much more paralyzing and damaging compared to what I have, but that's the only reference point I have. So when I get what I would deem kind of a really bad headache, I actually take it at the first sign of it now, and usually nips it in the butt. I haven't had a really, really bad headache in a few years.
Like you get the vision stuff going?
No, but I get the, if someone lights a match 3 kilometers away, it's blinding.
Yeah, I get the, like, all of a sudden I can't see.
Yeah, that's terrible.
And then I get nauseous. And then after that, the headache starts pounding. And it's
have you ever projectile vomited?
Oh, many times. Migraine? Tons.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I would say I haven't had a migraine.
So I have to go to a dark room and take whatever painkiller and then just ride it out. Usually lasts like four or five hours, probably.
But I'm glad it worked.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for masks that don't say, that's nothing, check this out when you finish the story.
Yeah, exactly, for sure.
You know those dudes? That's nothing.
That's
get
nothing.
This.
I was at a resort and this dolphin grabbed me and pinned me up again.
I love the amount of residual dolphin finalia people are sending us. Like,
I know.
Posters of like dolphin rides and things like that.
And even to the point where now there's like there's a bunch of people that there's a conspiracy theory part about this, that it's so widespread that people are saying it's a myth.
The dolphin thing?
Yeah.
Well, you found video of someone getting destroyed on a dock.
Definitely. The dolphin was not, like, hanging out or trying to be dancing. He was probably getting
hashtag
his shorts poked.
Dick docked.
Getting his shorts fulled up.
Dick dock Clarice.
the cool whip. The big
bro. Oh my gosh. Marshmallow fluff. Dolphin fluff.
Yeah, right. Like all of a sudden he looks and the dolphin's eyes are all bulged. And his pants are just filling.
Oh. Why is that the grossest part? Why is dolphin's eyes bulging?
Why is it stomping? Oh, no. My pants are inflating.
Like the dolphin stops panting and just stares intently in your eyes? That would be terrifying.
Gets all close eye to eye. Butterfly kisses on your eyes.
Do dolphins have eyelashes?
I don't think so, but they get right in there.
Imagine you hear the song. Butterfly kisses.
It starts doing the squeals.
I wonder if I have a suitable 1989 dolphin jam.
Here's a good one. Are we still doing the game?
But I just was going to drop this 89 jam.
Hit it.
Imagine a dolphin pinning you to the dock and hearing this.
Okay. Love Shack. This was massive. B-52s.
They had another hit, didn't they? Rock Lobster.
Yeah, they had but that was a long time before that.
I feel like I got me a car, it's as big as a whale. I think the people that did the How Bizarre, like they were trying to do Love Shack, right? Like those kind of talky songs?
Yeah, I think they were just doing their own, like, well, I can't really rap and I can't really sing, I'm just going to kind of talk with this cornet in the background. Isn't that what's going on in the How Bizarre?
The only,
the trumpet. And he's just talking like he's cool. Like, come on, I'll show you where to go. I can't remember that
How
song.
Bizarre.
Is that 89?
I think that was later 90s. Than that.
Yeah.
That's going to be on your watch, How Bizarre.
I think it'll slip through my fingers.
I think that guy stepped out. I think he's gone.
He died?
I think so.
No, you're thinking of the...
Light Funky Ones?
No. Yeah, that too. Those, Beautiful Butterfly. Those guys.
Oh, that guy's gone. Brother Peely's in the back. Sweet Cena's in the front. Cruising down the freeway in the hot, hot sun.
Is that that guy?
That's How Bizarre.
The Narcos-looking mask?
Yeah. Suddenly, red blue lights flash us from behind. Loud voice, all will please step out onto the line. How bizarre. How bizarre. How bizarre. Where are we in our thankful game? I know who I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for the mask that released the Billy Bush Donald Trump tape. This is what I heard this morning on CNN. NBC has been sitting on this tape for 4 years, and they purposely didn't release it because they were worried that Trump would sue them.
Maybe. If NBC.
But I kind of. It's not surprising that he would say that. But it is very unbecoming of a possible president of the United States.
It's pretty greasy. But I really don't know how much it affects the people that like him anyway. I really think that they'll somehow turn it into, oh, they stole, you know, they recorded him in private and they're, you know, make it a situation where it's like he's a victim all of a sudden as opposed to dealing with it. You know what I mean?
Well, the day after, apparently, Rudy Giuliani and Newt Gingrich and Trump were huddled in Trump Tower. Some would suggest he was debating whether he should step down. Apparently, if he steps down, Pence becomes the candidate.
Really?
But Pence is in kind of a weird position, too, because if he stays as Trump's running mate, he's kind of endorsing it, but his career might be over, too.
I don't know. Yeah, who knows?
Probably the move for him is to say, like, I want no part of it.
Peace. Well, the debate's tonight, so I guess that's, you know, he's already apologized in his, what he thinks is a statement. But I think it's like anybody who thinks he's an idiot just thinks he's even more of an idiot. And people that love him will accept his flaws, and they'll probably think, oh, all politicians are greaseballs like that.
I guess, huh?
Well, I could see a lot of people just falling under that umbrella, sure. I don't care. It's what he's going to do, not what he does on his private time.
Yeah, right. At least he's being honest, talking the way people actually think.
Yeah. I've heard that in a bar, and people give the guy a high five.
But I guess obviously the language is atrocious, but the sentiment is even more alarming.
Because how about the fact that he's...
The sense of entitlement.
He throws out he's going to get... He needs some Tic Tacs, and he's totally the crunch, crunch, crunch guy. Like, it's him.
He actually is the crunch,
right? Crunch, he's like, crunch, give me a couple of Tic Tacs. Crunch, crunch, crunch. Yeah, these girls, I love them. I just grab them by the pussy. Crunch, 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 crunch.
Well, and as someone pointed out, I mean,
I need even a couple Tic Tacs. I got to kiss him. I got to kiss him.
Tic Tacs released a statement that was like, we don't believe in grabbing anyone by anything.
Yeah, yeah. It's, but the fact that he was like, give me some mints. I had to crunch up some mints.
Ugh.
And he is that guy. Like, he's full on crunch, crunch, crunch guy.
Full on.
Like, and his dad, Fred. If you look at the picture of his old man, he's like the perfect description in the actual dictionary of crunch, crunch, crunch guy.
Full on.
Like the mustache and the bald and the big teeth. It looks like the false teeth teeth.
The most interesting thing was watching, they had a special on CNN about Trump, and it was watching his kids describe how he wasn't a traditional father. But he was still a great father. Yeah. Like, so in what ways was he a great father? Well, I remember, you know, we'd have to trick-or-treat at his office or playing with kind of trucks on the floor in his office and stuff. Like, no memories of him being around or home or talking
playing
to
playing catch or running around in the backyard.
No, none of that.
Yeah.
What's Melania going to do?
What do you mean?
Like, well, does she, I mean... I guess she can't say something that distances
herself. I thought she said she, because she was aware of that in the 90s, apparently, or something. She said she supported him then, and she'll support him now, kind of deal.
Wow.
Whatev salad.
I'm thankful for Henry when he remembers to poo outside.
Oh, that's right, because then he doesn't have the liquid shitsies.
Yeah.
In the house.
Isn't that, in and of itself, a pure breed of dog? The shitsies?
The ass explosions?
Yeah.
Where they look and they're looking like, oh, like, get me out of here, get me out of here, I gotta get out. Ba-ba-boom!
Well, I always say it looks like he's driving or riding a tiny bicycle. You know when dogs do that thing when their arms are up in the air and their bottom's on the grass?
Yeah, that's not good because then if they're on a rug, they're leaving little bacteria all over the thing of their arse and it's not that funny.
I know, but that's why we have a backyard so we can go out and ride his tiny bike around the backyard. And in my head, every time I see it, I hear baby elephant walk.
All right, that's insanity. Okay, we gotta take a break.
BRB.
Let me ask you this right quick, you know what I mean?
So what are you doing back?
Well, I sat back and thought about the things we used to do. It really meant a lot to me. You mean a lot to me.
I really mean that much to you?
Girl, you know it's true.
Oh my god. Thanks for reminding me that was 1989. Even when you're not in charge of the tracks, you're crushing it. Can we listen to that again?
Yeah.
The acting?
Yeah.
It's amazing. And you can just hear them saying, like, Fab, really take your time with Girl, You Know It's True, because that line actually sets up the song, because that's what the song is called. He's like, right, let me try it again.
Oh, just got off the plane. Who is she? From Germany.
Check it out.
Back.
Well, I sat back and thought about the things we used to do. It really meant a lot to me.
I really mean that much to you.
Girl, you know it's true.
Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to play it again, but I'm going to stop before Girl, You Know It's True, and you have to say the Girl, You Know It's True. Are you ready?
Okay.
So as soon as you hear her say, I really mean that much to you,
yeah, okay.
It's all you, baby. All
right.
Ready?
Yeah.
Here it comes.
What are you doing back?
Well, I sat back and thought about the things we used to do. It really meant a lot to me. You mean a lot to me.
I really mean that much to you?
Girl, you know it's true.
That's so stupid.
Let's hear the jam.
Guys, you know what we should have is some little verbal part before the song kicks in. That hang on, I wrote some on a napkin. Check it out.
Girl, you know it's true.
Oh. Oh my god. Huh? Huh? And they have such thick accents when they're talking, but all of a sudden it's some beautiful voice.
Oh my god.
Remember it's the guy
so who, 1989.
The guy who did the song, like the guy who actually did it was like 50. And it was like a guy and a girl.
Yeah, he looked like Heavy D. He looked like who was it that the Fat Boys.
Yeah.
Come on, baby, let's do the twist.
Yeah.
That summer, that's the summer before I started on Street Sense, and I was working at the Halifax Lobster Feast. That's the year that the guy from Texas had 79 canners. He was over four bills for sure.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah, it was intense.
So 89, yeah, we're rocking now.
89. Okay, back to the Thankful Game.
Do you remember when
at your movies yet?
But when those guys were getting blown up in the singer, the songwriter guy, was it Max Martin or whoever? So one of those guys who did everything. And
but then they were like, wait,
he just threw them under the bus. He was just like, nobody went after the guy who put them all together. It's just such a mess. That's
really true, isn't it?
Well, yeah, because they were just I don't think he was getting a piece or whatever their live thing. But, like, I guess he never thought they would go live, become live, or whatever. But when they got found out, remember, they were like, no, it's us. And they did their own version live. And he's all like, girl, you know it's true.
Yeah. Yeah, they were like, look, okay, fair enough, that wasn't us. But give us a chance to prove it, because we actually can sing.
Yeah, yes, yeah.
Turns out they actually could not.
No, that was horrible. Sad, sad story.
And then one Mask
took his own life, yeah.
Yeah.
I think. A drug overdose or something like that.
Was it?
Yeah, something like that.
My pitch was Vanilla Ice gets together with the remaining guy from Milli Vanilla and they tour as Milli Vanilla.
Milli Vanilla. Did you hear about
amazing?
Did you hear about Vanilla Ice and when he was gonna ride out the storm, Hurricane Matthew?
No.
He's like tweeting, I'm staying. Thankfully he was fine. But he was like,
he actually did stay?
Yeah.
Wow.
What have salad? There was a pretty
bad. He has some show about like home renovating or something.
Something like that, yeah. Who knows? These reality stars, they just continue and continue.
Here is my next thankful thing. Ready?
Okay.
I would be thankful if someone could explain the clown thing.
Oh.
I don't understand.
Creepy clowns just showing up and saying they're going to terrorize.
But obviously, originally, there was some real threat, and every other one since has been kind of a copycat clown thing, right? There's not some North American clown syndicate that is planning to do this.
But, I mean, give a weirdo a chance to be weird, and they'll take it.
Yeah, and also, I guess everybody's kind of realizing that anonymity comes with having a clown mask on, so you can do things that you wouldn't be able to do without them.
Yeah, but now you gotta understand that somebody might like hit you in the head with a baseball bat because you're wearing a clown suit in the forest. So you gotta deal with those consequences of
clownsequences.
Clownsequences.
The couple of videos that I've watched appear to be fake.
Yeah, I don't even know if I've seen any of the videos, like, what, just them hanging out on the side of the road or something?
Well, no, I've seen a couple, like, guy driving down a dirt road, for some reason shooting video out the front windshield of his truck, and then getting around the corner and there's a clown there.
Yeah.
Like, that is obviously
like, how hard is that to fake?
Yeah. Or, dude, check it out, there's a clown in the woods over there. I'm serious, dude, let's go see him. Those are Those are obviously fake.
Because we just happened to be videotaping in a forest at night.
But the root of it is scary and weird, right?
Sure. Yeah.
As is the
I don't like clowns. I never liked clowns when I was a kid because I usually... Remember back when we were kids, Santa and all of those types were always reeked of booze. Like, that was kind of part and parcel.
Yeah.
Like, way back in the day.
Yeah, it's true.
There was always something going on.
Well, I remember probably around 1989, there was a Mardi Gras in Halifax. And the first couple of years, it was so fun because they'd block off Argyle Street and everybody would get dressed up and people would drink and you'd go downtown and walk around. It was really fun.
Yeah.
And then dudes started sucker punching dudes in the face. And they had to cancel the Mardi Gras because it was ugly.
What
it got ugly. But it was awesome when it started.
Wow.
Do your masks know what they're going as for Halloween?
They're already thinking. I think Jack was a zombie hot dog last year. He might be a zombie banana this year.
Like it? Can you repurpose that costume?
No, there's two different ones.
Yeah.
And then my daughter wants to be a wolf.
I love it.
So she's like, oh, she's doing the big howls. Between the alert.
Yeah.
There's a wolf coming in the house.
So and then, would you make that or can you buy a wolf costume?
I think John, I'm not sure what John's going to be yet. But, you know, they had this cute thing at the Halloween place. It's a new thing where the kids have where it's just like a wrap that goes around their heads and attaches to their hands. So it's like they're wearing a kind of like a hat that goes down and becomes arms, and it's all wolf looking.
Oh, awesome! So you
have ears. Yeah,
yeah, wicked.
So it takes care of the if it's a cool night on Halloween this year.
Yeah, that was always the worst. You get your costume looking good, and then you have to put on a parka over it because it's Canada and there's 2 inches of snow down.
Have you picked out the stuff for the girls yet?
Yeah, Indy's going to be a SWAT team member.
Oh, nice.
With full visor and billy club and everything. She looks intense. And Suge's a princess.
Nice.
Yeah.
Does Suge always like the princess move or just this year?
I think it's kind of variations on it. Like maybe last year it was a kitty. Yeah, but it's usually kind of in that princess pocket. We do the honesty bucket on our front step because we don't get anybody.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, nobody we leave shows. The help yourself bucket.
That's what sucks. That's the only thing that's kind of a bummer about living out in the middle of nowhere. But
yeah,
the odds, you know, the other parts are good. There's good parts and bad parts.
Yeah, well, yeah, there's the driving from house to house to trick-or-treat.
My wife always has that thing of, like, the Shining thing. Like, you're out by yourself, and if someone came in, no one's around. That's the other part she always says.
What part?
Just like the terror of, like, if someone were to come because there's nobody around. Like a creep from outside.
So does she stay home to give out candy and you take them out?
No, we usually, like, either someone will be here, like maybe our neighbor or Lisa's mom or someone will be here. So they can give out candy, but we'll just go out for a little bit, like, 45 minutes to an hour and then come back and be here.
Right, you do the early shift.
Yeah.
Go right. I'm thankful for masks that use your name a lot, like, and how's Jonathan?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah, it's kind of comforting. Say, hey, I don't like when sales Jonathan? Guys use it a few times in one sentence.
No, that's for sure.
But or if like somebody interviews, like, no, it's Jonathan today.
Yeah, like if you're doing an interview and they mention your name, you're like, oh, that's nice, yeah.
Yeah.
Then if they do it too much, you're like, you do that to everybody, you bastard.
You're doing that too much. It's the same as the expression moving forward.
Yeah.
We need to stop with the moving forward.
Yeah.
Moving forward is the new I'm going to go ahead from Office Space. It's the same thing. It's some corporate exec speak designed to make something bad feel better.
I was thankful for member and Barry going to line up down the street. For Batman. Do you remember the Batman hype of 1989, the Michael Keaton? The best one?
Vaguely. Was that the best one?
Well, that I felt he was the best Batman, Michael Keaton.
Who were they?
Who were Ben, what?
Affleck, Clooney was Batman, Keaton was Batman.
Yeah, but they was, but having
was Val Kilmer Batman?
But Jack Nicholson as the Joker was the key of how yes, great it was.
You're right.
That was the big part.
Was Val Kilmer Batman, or am I making
yeah,
that up?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was for a second.
Yeah, for a hot minute.
He was a cup of coffee Batman. He's like the, what's his name, that was Bond for like 2 seconds, and they're like, oh, let's get this guy out of here.
This is, Carol and I went to
Wasn't New Pierce England. Brosnan a 2 seconds Bond?
Sure he was.
Right?
Yeah.
But then there was the Timothy Dalton. That was one of those like, oh no, this ain't working.
Roger Moore is still the best all-time Bond.
No, Sean Connery is.
No.
Get out of here.
I'm a Roger Moore guy because that was my era.
I know, but the Sean Connery ones are the best. You gotta like those ones.
Yeah, Pierce Brosnan was Bond for Die Another Day, Tomorrow Never Dies, The World Is Not Enough, GoldenEye.
Yeah.
GoldenEye?
GoldenEye.
Carol took me to New England for my birthday last weekend, as you know.
Yeah.
And I overheard the most hipster exchange I've ever witnessed in really? Starbucks. Yeah. Starbucks in Freeport, Maine.
Male in Maine. So that's pretty. No. There's a lot of hipsters in Maine. There are.
Yeah. So like Tom's of Maine toothpaste and yep. It's that.
Yeah.
And L.L. Bean pants.
Oh, man, that. Like some balm for your beard that you have to get from there?
Yeah. So it was in Starbucks, and the guy was a bearded guy with glasses that probably didn't have a prescription.
Did he have, like, the Cap Anson mustache with the curls?
I don't think it was quite that, but-ish.
Okay.
The gal who was the manager, red and black checked plaid shirt and nose piercing and maybe pigtails, like it's that.
Yeah, okay.
So she's the manager, and she says, oh, I wish I could remember his name. Gosh, I think it was like Toby.
Okay.
She says, Toby, can I talk to you for a hot second? It's good already.
Yeah.
And Toby says, sure, I'm going to just finish this drink real quick. Isn't that the best?
That was it.
Toby, can I talk to you for a hot second? Sure, I'm just going to finish this drink real quick.
Like he was drinking it himself?
No, he was preparing it. He's a barista.
Yeah.
And he was all in on his half-double decaffeinated half-calf.
He's like, I'm too consumed with doing this to talk?
Yeah, mostly it was the hot second and the real quick that I dug.
And he's, and not to mention the live from, Belgium Modest Mouse bootlegs.
That was a deep cut. Wow. L.A. Story. Do you remember that movie?
Yeah.
With Steve Martin and the shower had the slow-mo feature.
Yep.
Richard E. Grant, Mary Lou Henner, Sarah Jessica Parker. Yeah. That half-double decaffeinated half-calf is what someone ordered in that movie.
How about Field of Dreams? That was a good movie in 89.
Was that 89?
Yep. There's some great movies that year. Uncle Buck.
Was that 89?
Yeah.
So Field of Dreams was Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
That was If You Build It, They Will Come.
Yes, great flick.
In 1989, wouldn't you have been at Pirates Camp?
No Pirates. No, that was before the tryout. The Atlanta Braves tryout was like 93.
Atlanta Braves. Oh, really? That was 93.
Yeah. I was still a young buck playing rep in the Barry.
Huh.
We did win it all that year in Barry, though. It was a good team.
Did you?
Yeah. Actually, my profile picture from Twitter is that 89 year.
Really?
Of me winning the championship for Barry at the Taggart 7 there. And I'm wearing my Wheels glasses, and one of them, the lenses was cracked halfway through it. And I didn't, you know, I didn't get it fixed because they were like $500 glasses.
You were a Waldo looking map.
I was, yeah. But we won it all. We did. Hey, Roadhouse. There's an 89 flick. That's a classic.
The Swayze, right?
Yeah, with Jeff Healey.
Jeff Healey?
Remember he's playing Roadhouse? Roadhouse Blues by the Doors in the bar before the bar fight?
No.
Yeah. That was Jeff Healey's big break. Before Patrick
Swayze
starts
Did they shoot it in Toronto?
Beating the shit out of people. No, I think it was in the States. That first Jeff Healey record did well, had some buzz in the States.
Was that Angel Eyes?
No, I think that might have been later. Can You See the Light was from the first record. How about The Burbs? Remember that movie? That was a classic.
Vaguely.
Tango and Cash?
Remember that? That was a dog, right?
Yeah. No, dog? That was Turner and Hooch.
Oh, yeah. What was Tango and Cash?
Huh?
What was Tango and Cash?
Was like Stallone and Kurt Russell, I think.
Brutal.
Yeah. Dead Poets Society.
Classic.
A lot of good mouth going back and forth in that for Robin Williams.
Yeah, there sure was. I loved that movie, though.
Did he have a beard? He had a beard and glasses, or no?
Glasses for sure, beard maybe.
But grinding.
Remember they stood on their desks, "Oh, Captain, my Captain"?
And he's grinding it up.
Yeah, and he was fired for, I don't know, caring too much or something.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
It was a big year, 89. Very formative.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. How about that flick? That was a classic.
Landmark movie.
I watch that every year with the kids. They love it.
Do they?
Yeah. I think that...
It holds up?
That one, Elf, and... The Polar Express are probably the three biggest.
That's your trilogy?
So with the kids, they all love those ones. And The Christmas Story still, but not
as much.
That's
a classic for
sure. That's more my generation than Lisa.
Listen to this piece of grease from 1989. Again with the acting before the track kicks in. You ready?
Yep.
Second floor, hardware, children's wear, ladies' lingerie. Oh, good morning, Mr. Tyler. Going down.
Member?
Oh, I can't hear what's going on.
Member was in an elevator?
Is it Alanis?
And the woman working in the department store says, good morning, Mr. Tyler. Going down.
For a second, I thought it was Too Hot, Too Cold by Alanis.
No, but that must have been around 1989.
I think it was.
That was, I remember watching that at my grandmother's apartment, and I was shocked.
Oh, no, were you getting all flustered, and grandma's like, what is this?
Well, it might have been, Too Hot by Alanis was 1991.
Oh, okay.
But, Morning Mr. Tyler Going Down might have been the first, like, wait a minute, that could also mean other stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was pretty racy.
And what about your grandmother?
She was less racy.
She did, like, disregard it? It didn't happen?
Well, I know. I remember I was watching Video Hits at my grandmother's place, and the video for Like a Virgin was on.
Uh-oh.
And she said, I think you should turn that off. And then she called my mom and said, you know, I don't really dig what he's watching. So I couldn't watch Video Hits. And part of the reason I liked going there to visit was because I could control the TV.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
That shut down on Video Hits.
No more of that show for him.
Yeah.
Madonna ruined it. That's enough of that.
Well, I mean, at the time, Like a Virgin was pretty intense.
I know. So you're just like, I just picture your grandmother looking at you watching it. Doing like,
yeah.
This is over right now.
She's knitting, looking at me. Like, I don't know about this Like a Virgin stuff. Hmm? What do you mean? It was a different time, bud.
I remember my grandfather used to fall asleep. And he'd lean back asleep. And then my brother would say, hey, Jeremy, look at Papa Doug. And as soon as he said that, like, you pretend to be Jet and go, "Hey, look at Papa Dog."
Hey, Jer. Jer, look at Papa Dog.
Why?
That's what you say, why?
No, that's what Papa Dog would say. He'd, like, wake up every time.
He had one ear open. Huh? He'd snort himself awake.
Yeah, he would.
Why?
Right, we gotta go. Bye.
Oh, good chatting, bot.
See ya, bot. Boom, gong, gang, go, get in, gong. Ju, boom, bounce, do, da, doom, bounce, bounce, get, doom, doubt it.